Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
If you haven't filed your taxes yet, you have until midnight tomorrow. But for people who are finished, the IRS reports that almost 80% are in line to get a refund. So what should you do with that money? Jill Schlesinger has some ideas. She's business analyst with CBS News and host of Jill on Money. Her podcast is Better Off. Jill, welcome back.
Great to be with you.
First, we mentioned that stat. The IRS found that as of April 6, 80% of the people who filed were due a refund. That number seems a little high. How does that compare to other years?
It's about in line with other years. And it's amazing to me how many people just think this is money that falls from the sky. Of course, it is simply the return of the money that you basically lent to Uncle Sam for a year without getting any interest. So we'd like you to do something a little bit more, let's say, smart with that money than just leaving it there.
Right. It's your money. I mean, the average refund is around $2,900, the IRS says, almost $3,000. I mean, how should people invest that? You could put it towards a college fund, a vacation. You could have a heck of a party. You could pay down credit card debt. What's some of your thoughts on what people should do with their refund?
You know, I am a boring old certified financial planner. And CFPs, we have like this hit list of things where if you have money that's available, we want you to do. And of course, it's having an adequate emergency reserve fund kind of flows to the top. And that means 6 to 12 months worth of expenses in a safe, accessible account. And if you have that, maybe you want to pay down some old credit card debt or an auto loan. And even student loans. I mean, the student debt interest rate is running at around 6%. That is a pretty high number compared with how little you're earning on your checking and savings account. So I think emergency reserves, paying down debt, maybe even saving for a near-term expense, maybe if you have to write a tuition check, that's a good idea. I don't call a short-term expense like, oh my God, I have to buy the new iPhone. That's not there.
But do people follow that list? I mean, what, if anything, do we know, Jill, about, you know, what people actually do with their refunds? What are their priorities?
You know, a lot of people will save it, but I think that we might have gotten a bit of a clue in our March retail sales report that just came out this morning that a lot of people will go and spend it. And I hope that you can spend some of the money, but, you know, it's hard. It's delayed gratification, right? What do I want to do? Buy a toy for myself, or do I want to boost my retirement contributions or get a jump on my IRA funding or put money in that 529 plan? I sort of sound like an old school marm when I say to do those things that delay gratification when the alternative is to do something fun for yourself. So maybe take a few $100 and have some fun, but really try to use this money and deploy it in a way that's going to really help you achieve your financial goals.
Well, speaking of financial goals and people looking at retirement, I mean, big tax changes are coming for the next filing season. How is retirement planning affected by this big sweeping Republican tax cut that passed in December?
You know, retirement planning, it's in and of itself, is not actually so much impacted. We know that the limit has increased for 401k and 403b plans to $18,500. If you're over 50, you can add a catch-up contribution of $6,000. You still have your Roth and your IRAs. I think the biggest change is that for some people, your cash flow is actually improved this year because of change in withholding. And if that's the case, you might as well take that extra cash and get it to work, boost those contributions to your retirement plan, use your tax savings wisely.
Put it into a college fund, not a flat screen. Jill Schlesinger, business analyst with CBS News and host of Jill on Money. Thanks so much.
Great to be with you.